Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We thought it would be helpful to read portions of this transcript. Jim, are you able to just Google for it on your end and pull it up? If you just Google DOJ Maxwell transcript, you can pull it up. I'm asking Jim to do that because I think it would be more helpful if Jim was able to read the questioning by Donald Trump's former criminal defense attorney, now Deputy Attorney General Tom Blanche, while I would read the responses from Ghislaine Maxwell. It's quite fascinating. So, Jim, again, once you get that up in front of you, there is another link for you. We're going to go to page 103 and read from that. There are some things that are pretty outstanding here and not in the best way. Again, I didn't see, and certainly we haven't seen any news reports yet, that there was some new bits of information. So the lack of identification of anything that was new is in of itself interesting. Of course, this sort of a proffer, this discussion, these had happened before when Ghislaine Maxwell was originally being criminally prosecuted. One of the big things that I was concerned about was whether or not Tom Blanche was, whether they were going to have a transcript, whether he was going to be in there alone with Ghislaine Maxwell. And I'm very happy to see he wasn't alone. There was an FBI agent there with him. And so, again, not alone. They released the transcript. Those are good things. Jim, you're not able to pull it up on the computer in front of you?
I am just about there. I think I've got page 103 here. I've got, okay.
So we're gonna start at line 16, and if you read what Mr. Blanche has.
All right, I've got it right here. This is Tod Blanche, who is our Deputy Attorney General, former attorney for the president, who says, speaking to the witness here, do you know whether, for example, President Clinton ever received a massage?
I don't believe he did.
And the question follows, and what makes you say you don't believe he did?
Well, because I don't. So that's a good question. The time that Epstein and President Clinton spent together, the only times I believe, well, obviously they traveled. There was that, the plane. They went on the plane 26 times or whatever. That would be one journey. So they spent time on the plane together, and I don't believe there was ever a massage on the plane. That would have been the only time that I think President Clinton could have ever received a massage, and he didn't because I was there.
And you mentioned that early, in the very beginning of the conversation, you mentioned President Trump in the early 90s.
Yes.
What did you observe as far as President Trump and his relationship with you or Mr. Epstein?
Well, I just want to say for my relationship with President Trump, relationship's a big word, but I just want to say that I met him, or I believe I may have, because of my father in the 90s.
Yep. Okay.
So my father liked him very much, and he was loved, really liked his wife as well, because we were both Czechoslovakian. And as far as I'm concerned, President Trump was always very cordial and very kind to me. And I just want to say that I admire his extraordinary achievement in becoming the president now, and I like him. I've always liked him. So that is the sum and substance of my entire relationship with him.
What about Mr. Epstein's relationship with him?
I don't know how they met, and I don't know how they became friends. I certainly saw them together, and I remember the few times I observed them together, but they were friendly. I mean, they seemed friendly.
Was that in social settings, or was that in private settings?
I believe I only saw them in social settings. I don't recall any private settings.
Have you ever been to Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach?
I have.
In what time period are you thinking about when you say yes?
I don't remember when the president purchased Mar-a-Lago. So from whenever it turned into the club, I went there. I loved going there.
Did you go there alone or with Mr. Epstein?
Mostly alone.
Do you know where...
And the times I went there, it was for an event, maybe once or twice.
And do you know whether Mr. Epstein ever went there?
I believe he did. But again, he didn't take me with him all the time. So he would go and... Oh, right. He never... I never... Well, He did from time to time, but he would go alone. I think he would maybe go himself to the spa. I certainly did.
Did you ever observe President Trump receive a massage?
Never.
Did you ever observe, you said that you were, I mean, have you seen the, there's photographs, public photographs of Mr. Epstein and President Trump together.
Yes.
And there's photographs of, I think you're in some of the photographs.
Yes.
As well. Those all appear to be social settings.
Yes.
Do you...
Well, that's my memory. They were social settings. I don't know if Epstein's, if he had, whatever the nature of this, of the president's friendship, if you will, or however you want to define that with Epstein, I was never witnessed. I think they were friendly, like people are in social settings. I don't think they were close friends, or I certainly never witnessed the president in any of, I don't recall ever seeing him in his house, for instance. I actually never went, I never saw the president in any type of massage setting. I never witnessed the president in any appropriate setting in any way. The president was never appropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman in all respects.
When's the last time you think you saw in person President Trump?
It's been a long time, probably not sometime in the beginning, mid-2000s maybe. It would only have been in a social setting as far as I recall.
And did you ever hear Mr. Epstein or anybody say that President Trump had done anything inappropriate with masseuses or with anybody in your world?
Absolutely never in any context. This is an extraordinary bit of back and forth. Jim and I are going to explain to you why, and why it is also probably pretty not credible. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. The groundbreaking, the bomb dropping, the Maxwell transcripts are here. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and I explain more on the other side. Stick with us.